I'm John Wilson, and today's date is the 20th of August 2019. And I'm sitting here with...
Phyllis Grant.
Phyllis Grant. And where are we at the moment, Phyllis?
What's the estate called? This is Thistlebrook.
What year were you born?
1938.
And whereabouts were you born?
On the marsh. Belvedere Marsh.
Belvedere Marsh. Had your family lived there for a long time?
Yeah, they'd lived there for years and years.
Because it used to be one of the biggest traveller sites.
Yeah. I'm a traveller. My mum and dad are travellers.
Right.
Travellers. And they come from East Ham, over the other side of the water.
Right. And what brought them over here?
Well, they just travelled about and they come over and stayed here. They had family here and they come over and they stayed here.
But can your family trace back how long they were on Belvedere Marshes?
Oh, for years.
Your parents, their parents?
Yeah.
Right.
My nan and my mum's mum and that. And my dad's people all travelled down like Wisbech and down that way. They come from down there.
Right. And what did you live on the marshes? Were there wagons? Were there tents?
No, wagons, like, you know. They all had their own wagons and it.
Can you remember your family wagon?
Yeah. Yeah. It was lovely.
Is it?
Yeah.
What colour was it?
It was, my dad had it made. And it had lion's heads on the front of it. And it was lovely.
Yeah.
Yellow and red.
Yeah. You know, how many horses did you keep?
Dad had a few horses on the marsh.
Was there any particular horse that was always used for pulling? Or just...
Yeah, he had one for that, yeah. All lovely right. one he had for that. Big brown one.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
Because did you ever drive it?
No. Dad done all that.
So you moved away from the area and you weren't here. There was big floods here, weren't there, in 53?
Yeah,
were you here at the time?
We stayed on the marsh and then because my dad travelled about, we moved over East Dam. We went over there and stayed over there. And that's when the flood happened.
Right. What sort of work did your dad do?
Anything, iron carton or, you know, used to do any sort of thing.
And what did you help at all?
We used to work out in a sugar beet factory and all that.
Did you?
Pulling sugar beet and go pea picking and all that, hopping.
Where would that be? Bury St Edmunds Way?
Oh, yeah, right down Wisbech and all that.
Right, you know?
I was only little, so.
Did you have to do your part, though?
Used to have our beet.
God. And did you get paid at the end of the day? Or did
not a lot. I was earning 10 shillings at the end of the week. Mum used to say, come on, work away and I'll buy you a new skirt. And we used to have a plaid skirt.
Yeah.
Me and my sister, gently, what died.
Yeah?
Yeah. That was a lot then, because there wasn't a lot about.
And so, your sister, gently, who died, how old was she? Yeah. Do you mind me asking about
her? No, I don't mind. No, my gently was 55, I think, when she died.
Right. And are you the youngest of the family? Or
no,
you the
I've got one sister at Wells, Goalie.
Oh, right, Goalie, right.
Yeah, it's only me and her there. There was eight of us.
All living in the caravan?
Well, we had a caravan and then Dad had a big tent made for the boys. We had our own, you know, in that caravan you had two rooms, like one bed and then you had another tables. It was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You cooked outside on the fire, open fire?
Yeah, we had an open fire outside and we had a stove inside.
What's your favourite dinner on the fire?
Oh, meat puddings and things like that mum used to make and... bacon puddings and all that.
So when you moved back after the floods, where did you move? You moved back to Belvedere?
We moved back on the marsh. And then they built prefabs over there. And we moved in there. Because my brothers and sisters by then had grown up and got married. So there was only me, my gently and my goalie. Three of us. Mum and dad.
And were you at school age or did you go out to
work? We used to go to school. First of all, we went to the school down Belvedere. School along the road, and then we went to Piggity School.
Right.
Yeah.
And what did you want to do anything when you left school, or?
I did go to work. Yeah, I used to work in a factory.
Yeah.
The factory down Abbey Wood there used to be the metal factory. I worked in there with my mates.
Well, making tin cans and things, or?
No, we used to do putting copper through a machine and that, and stripping it off with gloves and that on like a man would do, really. Yeah.
They pay you well.
Was it? £3 something. Oh. A week.
Is the factory still here? Or is it?
No, it's done away with now. It was near the line. That's all done away with.
Oh,
yeah, the old factory near the line.
It was a good day, though, were they?
And Mr. Yeah. Habbott and his wife, Vi, they were all right.
They ran the factory, did they?
Yeah,
was it a small company or was it big?
No, it was small. Just him and her, like. And we used to put a copper wire through a machine and things like that and strip it off with gloves.
What was the name of the company again?
I can't think of the name of it now.
But it was a metal factory.
It was a metal factory, yeah. And it went from the top where the station is right the way down.
Really?
Because it was all different then.
Yeah.
It was all like fields and old gas lights and a little house at the top. It was all different.
Oh,
yeah.
Very nice, very nice. And do you remember then, so you were living in Belvedere in the prefabs.
Yeah.
Why did people settle here in Thistlebrook?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what happened then. Like, we moved away, and then when we come back again, they sort of had building places and things, and we just... And then I got married, and
yeah?
I lived up Osborne Road in a prefab.
Right.
I had my children up there, prefabs. Some of them. Yeah, another one.
Mm-hmm.
Then we moved over onto here. Well, like, well, I lived in Erst then, after that.
And how many children did you get?
Five.
And they moved here with you?
Yeah, they're here. Yeah. Yeah.
With their
got
children?
Two boys round the back, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Their children are married and got little children.
Yeah.
You know, because my youngest one, he's 49, the youngest one. And the oldest one, she's 60, 61.
And can you remember that lot being built?
Yeah.
Was it noisy?
No, it didn't take long. No, it's like it is near up there, you know, you hear all the goings on and things. But
how long did it take?
Years. It took a long time to build that.
It's always been doing
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it's took a long time.
Yeah.
Because over there is where I lived. We lived over there in the prefabs. Over there, and they took all that away and built that lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was all ditches and fields and that.
Sure.
None of that.
And where did people shop before that? There doesn't appear to be any... There's supermarkets now.
Abbey Wood was a nice place to shop in. There was all shops down there.
Is there a market there at all?
No markets or nothing like that. But it was all shops and that. And we could go down there and things, but it's all done away with. And it's all changed, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's all different now.
What did you do when you need to go out? Did you go to the... What was the pub over there?
Barge Pub. I was always in there.
Were you?
With my mates, yeah. Used to go there when I was younger.
Yeah.
And the way around the Pine Wag Tail and that. But, no, I don't go out there. Not.
No.
Too old.
When they opened up the estate, there were like clubs and things, weren't there? Did you ever go to any of those? Or?
We were always over the Barge Pub up dancing, and it was lovely then, you know.
What's your favourite music?
Oh, Elvis Presley and all that.
Wow.
Yeah, Roy Orbison and that.
Yeah. Thank you for your time. It's been good fun talking to you.